So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Jewel. How are you doing? And before we start that question, before you answer that question, thank you, everybody, for listening as usual. Thank you. Jewel, how are you?
I'm doing just fine today. As we were talking about off air, the sun is shining, which is nice. So all is well here. It's a nice, crisp fall day. Emphasis on the crisp. Yeah. Pretty cool
emphasis.
This morning. It was in the 30s when Moo insisted on opening the porch door to get out there. And, you know, he does not like the cold, but he's so nosy that he has to see. So regardless of the temperature now, I'm going to have to open that door first thing. And
so
I'll
what?
Well, it was just funny because he's unrelenting. Even at 4 o'clock in the morning today, he was like, I must go. I must see. I must do. So I let him out there, and 2 seconds later, he comes in and looks at me like, it's cold. I can't be out there. And he runs back to his bed, which is right next to the radiator, and he's got cozy and warmed up. It's just so funny. But, yeah, all is well here in the North End. How are you doing? How was your week?
Good. Well, you know, animal behavior is quite wild, so it's funny to watch them. I'm good. As we said, just waking up in a beautiful sunny fall day, and the colors you can see, the beautiful orange colors and pinks, and I love it. I love fall colors. Love it. Love it. And I love looking at all of this, and with the sun glistening on. It's just, you know, God's paintings. It's just unbelievable. I love it. And I'm sitting here looking out at a beautiful tree right now, and the sun is shining and the colors are glistening. It's beautiful. And it is cool, and it'll be cooler today, but it'll be nice. We're taping some of this on Friday morning, so that's why we're saying it's a beautiful day today looking out. And because of that, I'm so happy about this. I am going on my first ever trolley ride today. The Trolley Museum is down at the Steamtown, right at the edge of the Steamtown National Park, which is closed, but the Trolley Museum, because it's a county run, is open, and we are going on a trolley ride, which we've been saying we're going to do now all year, and finally we made this date, and we're sticking to it. And we're going on the ride. So I can't wait to tell you all about it next week, because I've never been, and I don't really ever think I've had a conversation other than with my buddy Doug Smith, who's actually coming with me, and Meyer. And he talks about it, but I'm excited to go on. It goes from Scranton to the ballpark, Doug said it goes along the old Laurel line, line that used to go into Wilkes-Barre, and he said that that's what it follows. Now, he did mention a mile tunnel. I don't know if he was talking about the trolley, because we were talking about both the trolley and the Steamtown train, which, of course, you know, we can't go to because of the wonderful tongue-in-cheek there, cuts to the federal government, which is just complete BS. It's all theatrics. It's all craziness. You know, I think all these guys and ladies should just, like, stop it, because it's always the big, it's ridiculous. And the fact that they are there and everyone else is taking pay cuts, and they don't get their pay cut. Maybe if they did get their pay slashed, then they would get this done and get this over with instead of the theatrics that go on for this. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's just my take on it. I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of people being suffering from the stupidity while they don't. It just drives me insane. Off of that and back to the Trolley Museum. It's still something you can do. I think it runs through the end of October, Julie. So we're going to go and see what happens, and I'm really looking forward to it, because from what Doug tells me, it's a nice little ride. I guess it's about an hour ride back and forth. And can't wait. So I'll tell you all about it then. And it's the perfect day. So we're looking forward to that. And speaking of crisp, I've now received my Evercrisp apples from Ritter's that I absolutely love. They're a combination of Honeycrisp apples and another type, which I don't want to say because I can't remember, but they are fabulous. And they take a little longer to come out, so they just were out. Doug bought me a couple when he was at Ritter's the other day. And he also bought me this peanut butter, Julie, which is fresh ground peanuts with honey. Mm-hmm. And then it comes in tub, like a little, oh my God.
That sounds great.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Load it with great protein if you can eat peanuts. And great, I love honey. And it's just, I love it. So it's nice to smear that on the apple or just some crackers or on some toast. It's really good. But the apples, those Evercrisp apples, are delicious. So if you're ever looking and you're ever at Ritter's, get some Evercrisp. I promise you'll love them. They have a sweet tartness with hence the name, very, very crisp, which I like, because I don't like biting into or eating a soft apple. I like a more firm apple. So so it's truly fall and things are happening, and my witch is out front. She's been out there for a while on my front porch, and I love her. She's a big wooden witch. I love witches. I kind of collect them. Not kind of, I do. And I have my witch costume and a king hat ordered for the dogs. I'm one of those wackos. Now, I won't put them on them and let them walk, because they won't keep them on. But just to get like a picture or two of Huey in his crown hat and Rosie in her witch hat, I think is going to be adorable. I have a witch hat. I have to look for where I put it. It was Phoebe's, my Cocker Spaniel, and it was black. Yeah. And it was velvet, and it had purple orange ribbon around it, and it was beautiful, beautifully made, and I put it on her, and she would let me keep it on, and it was hysterical. But I don't know where it is. I'm sure it's somewhere, but I don't have time to look. So I'm just got new ones, and I got Huey a king hat, and we're going to put it on and see.
Oh, nice.
See how it looks. It's gold, shiny, like a material, but it's got a shimmer to it, and it's got like this white fur around the bottom part. And he's black and white, so it'll look kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So that's my update on what?
I said they're going to look great. I hope
ops.
You know, I hope they leave them on long enough for you to get some good pictures. Because
they would never leave them on.
It's funny that you got a witch costume for Phoebe, because I also had a witch costume for Sophie. who, you know, for our listeners who don't know this, Laurie and I had the same exact type of dog for many years, black cocker spaniels. They looked like they could have been sisters, and they were just spectacular. And so it's just funny, you know, I had a witch costume for Sophie too, but she really didn't want to keep it on. I could never get the hat to stay on, or she'd shake, you know, she'd wiggle that little body. She was so cute and so good. And she always wore her coats, like her regular clothes, I guess, if a dog can have regular clothes. I had multiple coats. I had a raincoat for her. I had a little Woolrich coat for her. I had a houndstooth. I mean, she had a whole, I guess that was maybe ridiculous, but she had a wardrobe. But we get severe weather here, and she was kind of delicate because she was small. And for a Cocker Spaniel, she was only 23, 24 pounds, so she was a tiny one. And I didn't want her to get, a chill. So
no, I think
I had different clothes for her.
I think sweaters and coats are adorable for dogs. They get cold. They're out. If they're out, you know, especially if you walk them or they're running around, it's nice to have those raincoats or warmer coats or sweaters. It's nice. It does keep them warm. I mean, I'm not into dressing up dogs, but hey, you do you if you like it. I do like a sweater if they go out or a coat. I think it's cute. And like I said, they're not going to keep these on, but just for a photo op, I think it'll be cute.
I think
my dogs are only two. They're only 2 years old, so they're a little feisty. So God only knows what they'll do. But we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot and see if I can get. And then we'll post them on our page, yeah. Jules.
Absolutely. I wish that I could get Moo to wear maybe a cape, or you know, turn him into a vampire. I think would be a good costume for him. Because you may not know this about my Moo, but he has extremely large fangs for a kitty cat. He's got some monster fangs. So, and I think that's because here's a cat tip for you. You might not know this. If you have a male cat and they're not neutered for a long time, like he was, because he was a stray, out running wild for at least a good year, their fangs, their teeth will grow like extremely large. So
because they have to protect themselves.
I don't know why.
Is that the reason?
I don't know the biology of it, but I know that that's, you know, if you, you know, when you adopt a kitten and you get them neutered right away on time, that doesn't happen. They don't have the same kind of fangs, but Moo's fangs are enormous, and he would make such a great vampire that I'd love to get him a costume, but I just don't know if he would be into it. So
well, they're cheap. Just get it and see what happens if you can find one.
All right, I'm sure I can find one. I mean,
yeah,
please. And if you need an extra witch hat for yourself, you know I have a closet full.
I know. I love it. I love them. There's nothing like a good. There's nothing like a good witch, as far as I'm concerned. In every sense of the word, I love witches. Love them. Love everything about them. I want to go up to Salem one day, and I was told by my friend Bernie Lepre, she said, because she travels and does all this all over the place, and she had this great witch hat pin on the other day at one of our meetings, and she said she got it there, and she said, just do me a favor. Do not go 2 weeks before any time near Thanksgiving, near Halloween, because it's nuts, which I would never do, but I do want to go there because I think that's really cool. I think that whole
me with you. Take me.
Yeah, let's go. We'll go for a little ride or a long one and see what happens. But yeah. Anyway. So that's our story. I think we're out of time, correct, Amundo?
We are. Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to we're gonna take a break and we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Catton Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who produces this show. Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what your business does, my dear.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. So we're talking about all things Halloween, and Julie, in your former position, we're also going to repost our witch costumes because last year Julie had a little contest and put both of us in and said, which witch is which? Julie, yep. Or Laurie, which is which? And most people did not get it right. They said I was you and you were me. So that was weird.
Funny.
But anyway, we want to repost in light of our current witch conversation. So we'll do that just for the fun of it. And Jewel, talk a little bit about your column that you wrote when you were at the Journal, right? The Abington Journal.
Well, no, this one comes from Electric City.
Oh, Electric City. Woo.
Yeah. So okay. This is, but it's still a past life for sure. This was a long
sure.
time ago. I had a column called The Scoop, and it was great. I was allowed to really write about anything I wanted every week, just free form, free range chicken on that. So we did a lot of Halloween event coverage. We were, I think just, I'm just going to say it, we were exceptional with our holiday and Halloween issues. We mm-hmm. went all out, and the staff just really got into it, and I got into it too. But I love Halloween. I always have. And like you, I had a fondness for being a witch, and I was a witch many times. But this column, and there is reference to it, but I wanted to, it's just funny, I came across this column called A Trip Down a Haunted Memory Lane, and I talked about my top five memories of Halloween as a kid. And so I'm wondering if some of mine will be similar to yours, but I thought it would be fun to just mention what they are. And there's one little section that I have to read to you because you're going to get a kick out of it. It's about my grandma. But the first thing that stuck out in my mind, and I just saw this on the Goldbergs the other day because I watch that on Hulu all the time, and their Halloween episodes ring so true to how I remember Halloween as a kid. I don't know if you ever watched that, but it's set in the 80s in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly, and it's just hilarious. So they were talking about those plastic costumes that we would get in a box and yeah. how jagged the plastic was on the mask. Like you would have scratches on your face. I mean, do you remember those? Did you have those too?
Oh my God. I remember one that, yes. And plastic and the material was so cheap and the plastic, the queen one or I had the princess one with the blonde hair and the powder blue dress and the pushed in face and oh God, they were horrible, but we all wore them because that was what they had.
I had Wonder Woman and I had, because I loved Wonder Woman. I did have a witch. I guess no matter what, I had to be a witch, but it was just funny. So that made the list. Of course, candy made the list because anybody who's ever met me knows I have chocolate coursing through my vein instead of blood. The other memory was when it's called a witch on wheels. Is what I tagged it. And I, for some reason, I don't know what
that
got
would be
into
Miss
me.
Gouch.
What?
A witch on wheels, Miss Gouch.
Oh, yeah.
Elvira Gouch.
Elvira. I decided to put my roller skates on with my costume one year and just scare the bejesus right out of my brother's friends that were up in his room because we have long hallways that are hardwood. And so to roller skate back and forth, you could really pick up some nice speed, which I did. You know, a good portion of my childhood, I did not wear shoes. I wore skates instead. And I was on wheels all the time. And I just got this idea of how cool it would be for my costume, that witch costume, to flow and fly. I thought it would make me look like I was flying if I was on wheels. And so I just, I know. I really was a pretty calm kid and pretty quiet, but for some reason something got into me that day and they did scream and I was delighted. So of course that memory made the list. And then another one that was great was this wonderful neighbor that we had when we lived on Cayuga Street. Her name was Sally. I don't know what her last name was because I was really, really young when we lived there, like two. And Sally did a haunted house that was really off the charts. And I loved going there every year, and she made such a fuss over us. And I also appreciated that she always pretended to not know who I was, even though everybody always knew who I was, because unless I put a wig on, they knew me. They knew my hair. I had long hair, you know, kind of wild long hair. And so all the adults, they knew who I was. And also we didn't go trick or treating in a pack of kids. We went with our parents. So,
right.
So obviously they knew who we were.
They knew who you were.
He didn't, yeah. So, I mean, it was so cute. But the passage I want to read from this column, from the scoop, and is the night that Granny struck fear into the hearts of North Scranton children. This is so funny. And here we go. It's just a couple sentences, Laura. Our grandma, who always wore her hair in a French twist and looked as neat as a pin, as she would say in her day, was so inspired by Halloween trickery one year that she transformed into a devilish fiend before our eyes. She grinned at a little boy gawking over our bowl of brains, which was just noodles and ketchup, and she assured him that, yes, in fact, those were real brains from a real person. Little Johnny from down the street left a trail of tinkle down the driveway as he screamed in terror. Good times. She got Aww. this kid. No, it was funny. It was funny. He was all right. He was okay. But I do think that he beat his death.
But I'm going to tell you, I love a good French twist. I love it. Love it, love
this
it.
This is what's funny about this story is, you know, my grandma was not into Halloween. It just wasn't her jam. She wasn't like...
Well, a lot of people,
you know,
don't like it.
A lot. She just... I mean, but did she go above and beyond for all the kids in the family? Of course. And my mom,
yeah,
too. Like, they just weren't... And I'm surprised that they weren't into it, given our Celtic roots. But they, it just didn't speak to them for whatever reason. But for... I don't know why, on this one Halloween night, she just got in the spirit of things like I have never seen before. And she was so dead serious when she told that kid that that was a real brain. He believed her. I will never forget the look on his face and the scream. And to give our listeners a little bit of a mental picture, you have to imagine the scene was pretty creepy, too, because this is a big old house. It has iron gates like on the Munsters and stone pillars, and it's set way back. And we really did do it up for Halloween. I mean, we added an extra level of spookiness to it. So, and this was back at a time when you would let kids in to the house. Like now, I think most people probably just see them on the porch. But back then, you let everybody in. Everybody came into the house. It was kind of like a house party for the neighborhood. And so he was in the front hallway, and we had it decorated really spooky. And my grandma, who was so, it was just a tiny woman, 4'11", 90 pounds soaking wet with her little French twist. She looked like your classic grandma baking cookies. And that's because that's who she was. But she was a little fiend, and she had this kid going, and it was just so funny. So, of course, that had to make my column with my special memories from Halloween. That should have been number one. I don't know why I numbered it two in this. They're not in any particular order. But, of course, it's like, I don't know, 10, 15 years later, and I want to edit this piece now. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I could write this better. Oh, but anyway.
I love it.
Hilarious.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, those are the best memories as kids growing up and, you know, and having to actually sing the songs and learning the songs to sing when you walked in and, you know, all of those things. And then taking my children and when we went and they went and what they were. And every year I send them a picture of themselves dressed up in some costume. Sometimes it's a repeat photo, but every Halloween I send each of them a text with a picture of themselves and say Happy Halloween and put a little picture of them. And I love doing that. I've been doing it for years. And so if sometimes, because there's only so many years they dress, I don't have them. I have to recycle, but it's worth it. It's so cute to see yourself pop back up. And it's cool. One time, Tommy went as a witch. I said, would you ever be a witch? Because I can't do it. And he goes, I'll be a witch, Ma. He would do anything. And the kid's face looked exactly like my face in that witch costume. It was too scary for me. Yeah. But, it's adorable. And I told you that my sister and I went, my mother made us pumpkin costumes, and we in brownies, and Barbara and I had to walk up like a half a block through the halfway around to the alley and then up Orme Street to the corner of the church where we went to brownies, and we were mortified because we were dressed as like walking pumpkins. And we won the best costume that year because they were homemade, mm-hmm. and we had pillows stuffed in the front of us and the back of us, and brown tights, and the pumpkin all around with the big felt eyes cut out. And then the hat had like a green felt hat that looked like that went over your head with the eyes cut out for us to see, and the mouth, the nose. And we walked up the street like that, looking like a pumpkin. And thinking back, I don't have any pictures of it, but thinking back, it was really creative on my mother's part to do it.
Yeah.
But here we are, our legs all in brown tights, this big round pumpkin with felt eyes and the stripes going down the pumpkin, and then pillows in both the front and back, and a felt hood over us with the eyes, nose, and mouth cut out so we could breathe and see and talk. And and then when we got there, we took the felt hat off because we couldn't stand it, but we were mortified. But thinking back, that was really cool and inventive of Ann Cadmar mm-hmm. to do that. So, yeah, lots of fun times. And then you feel the disappointment. One year, my mother had to do something for my aunt, and we couldn't go Halloweening that night because of my father was working, and my mother had to go. And my grandma had to be with my mother, and we didn't have anyone to take us. And I remember that disappointment like nobody's business, of like how angry I was that we couldn't do it. And I know, thinking back now, it was something she had to do for my aunt. It was very important. And it was an emergent situation, so it wasn't that she just was doing it. But I'll never forget. I can still feel that dread of, oh, my God, I can't believe we can't go. So anyway, it was just one of those things. But here you go. And that's the thing, because you could never go by yourself. You had to be with the parent back then. Anyway, happy, happy Halloween to everybody out there, and all the good witches, and good for you, too. And Julie, the kitty cat never came back, by the way, from last week. He was here two nights, and I never saw him again, and I'm so disappointed. Mm-hmm. I keep holding out hope. But anyway, we have a wonderful guest coming up next, and he's new to our show, Julie. He's from Fidelity Bank, and his name is Justin Staffern, and he's going to be here to talk a little bit about small business lending and the area of that for Fidelity. And so he'll be up next, and we're going to have a good time with this guy. So we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the producer of this fine show, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communication. Julie, please tell everyone what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And we have a very nice gentleman with us. And did you hear what I said, everybody? Gentlemen. I love when guys come on our show. We always, for some reason, everyone thinks you always have to be a woman to come on because we're so female driven and we believe in rah-rah, the female rah-rah. So I always love when Fidelity sends us one of their wonderful male employees. So we're happy to have you with us. And his name, his name is Justin Saffern. And Justin is a senior vice president and business banking manager within the small business division of Fidelity Bank. So, Justin, we had a long conversation off air, and I'm so happy to meet you, and you're a complete delight. So thank you for agreeing to do this, and make sure you go back and tell, like, Joe Tomko and all my friends and Mike Pacina and Dan Santinello, make sure you mention to those dudes that we don't bite, okay?
Absolutely. Lori, thanks so much for having me on. I look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I was so happy when Dominique sent us your name. And as I said, and I'm saying it on air, when Julie and I saw your picture, we both agreed you're a cute-looking dude. So that's half of the battle. So there we go. So, Justin, tell us a little bit about, I want to ask this so everyone else understands, tell everybody just exactly what small business, the small business division of the bank means, please.
Well, thanks, Lori. I don't know if your viewers can see me blush on the air, but I appreciate the kind words. My role here at Fidelity Bank is to help facilitate the business banking division here, and I manage all of the business bankers at the bank. So we have a great team of talented business bankers across the entire footprint. Some of them are located in Lackawanna County. Multiple bankers are located in Luzerne County and also throughout the Lehigh Valley. So I help facilitate that team. And really what we do is work with business owners locally to help them with their banking needs, whether that be borrowing, whether that be depository, merchant services, any really product or service a bank can offer to a small business. Fidelity does that, and we love to go above and beyond for our clients.
And you always do. We love Fidelity Bank, Julie and I. Love it. We love the people, and we love to know what's there. But I do have to tell you, this is the first time that we've ever had anyone on to discuss business banking, small business division. I love that because, Justin, I think that sometimes people don't know. They want to do something. They're not quite sure how to make it work for their business. They're leery. Who do I go? How do I get in touch with this person? What's the right person? Should I go in and see my branch manager? Let them kind of feel it out as to what I'm looking for. But it's very important, especially when you're running a small business. And let's face it, Justin, small businesses are what keep America moving. So we got to give a big shout out to small business owners and what they do, and for the banks that support them and help them use the bank to the best of what their needs are and help you get through it. It's scary sometimes, Justin. I know, because mm-hmm. I'm an ex-banker. Yeah. You and I talked about that. You actually went through the ranks, started out, as you said, it as a teller and after school and college, and you went through all to where you are today, and to be at a senior vice president level, that's pretty darn good. I love it because you get to learn when you start off that way. I think you would agree. You get to know all of what banking has to offer and the departments and where you're at, and all of the learning that you take as you climb that ladder is mm-hmm. Only going to benefit the customer, which is what you want it to do in the long run. So when this is going on, and I asked you a question because I had interviewed at a bank, and I think this is a neat conversation. I wanted to do business development because that's what I do best. And when I met with this banker who was managing all of the small business lenders, he said, well, I would want you in a small business lending division. And I said, why? I just want to go out and bring in business. Like what? And they said, because, mm-hmm. and they explained the situation. And I was a little thrown off by that, I have to say. And I had asked you prior to coming on air, is that how you view this, as anyone in this division looking at them in many ways as a part of this, their job is to be a new business development person. And you said that yes. So can you explain why that kind of goes hand in hand for the everybody listening to what you can do, please, Justin?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Lori. Thank you. Well, first and foremost, I have an extremely talented team of bankers that I work with on a day-to-day basis. And the skill set is one that's very difficult to achieve. It's also, you have to use the left brain and the right brain. So my business bankers, they're out there analyzing financial statements, they're out there analyzing cash flows, but in the same regard, they have to be able to converse and understand the needs and wants of the business owner. So with that being said, if we take a good care of our business clients, and we service their needs and anticipate their needs and give them the products and services that really help them be successful as a business, first off, it's a win-win for the bank, it's a win-win for the client, it's a win-win for the community. But really, where we like to strive and where we succeed is we go out there and ask for those referrals, Lori. And when we ask for those referrals, that's really the business development component of the whole process. It's not only asking and then turning your clients into advocates, it's also going out there and establishing that COI network, those center of influences, who think of our business bankers as trusted sources, trusted resources in the community, who could connect them not only with the great products, great service, but also if they need a referral for an accountant, if they need a referral for an attorney. You know, we look at our business mm-hmm. bankers here as a point of contact and a resource for business owners throughout the Northeast PA and the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, I really love it because I heard what this gentleman talked to me about, and it kind of put it together, and then asking you having that same philosophy, I think it really does make sense. And what I think is also interesting is, say, how do you then search for someone? Say you want to promote someone from within the bank, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that happens a lot when you have an opening and you think, who are oftentimes then the best candidates for this? Is it a branch manager, or can it be, and is it an oftentimes someone coming from a totally different area of banking?
Absolutely. That's a great question. First and foremost, there's traditionally two paths to becoming a lender or a small business lender, whether it be commercial or business banking. The first path is the one that we spoke about, and that would be the path through retail banking. It has its advantages. It has, you learn a lot processes, procedures, and really how the bank operates. So one is the retail track, as we call it. The other one is the credit track. So a young banker might find an interest. They need to have a background in accounting or finance, and they're up there in the credit department doing financial spreads, cash flows, et cetera. And that is also a path to business banking and or commercial lending. And then there's the third path. We've been known to go out there and interact with people in the community who are just phenomenal people. You just know that they're going to be able to hold a conversation and they could really pick up and learn anything. And sometimes the best business bankers are those who are out there in a completely adjacent or different industry, and they're just really talented people, and we know they can pick up all the skills and definitely have the people skills. That's incredibly important in this position. And really, we're looking for the best people to fit the role. Banking background is superior, retailer credit, but you know, we don't really preclude anybody if they have a background that's not explicitly in banking. And you know, I really love that about Fidelity is we're a talent-driven people organization. So we try to put the best people in the seats where they would be most effective, and whatever background that might be, we try to fill those roles accordingly.
And I 100% agree with you, and I also believe, on what you just said about the bank and how they look at it, because I know in particular, we're going to give her a big shout-out here, Julie, because she's one of our favorites, and she's just a love of all loves, came from an entirely different industry, although her industry was people-pleasing and being with people and making sure everything was done the way it needed to be done from the hotel side of things and making hospitality end of things. And it's Kelly Laird, Justin. Kelly came in with not 1 ounce of banking experience, but because she had the ability to do what she did for the Radisson that she worked for years, she applied for the job of branch manager, which I know that's not what it's called. That's what it was when I did it. But and got the job, and I know because I was one of her references, and when Jill called me to ask about Kelly, I honestly said she's incredible. And what I loved most about the phone call from Jill was just as you said, we are talent driven. And if we have the talent in front of us who may not necessarily be a banker or have that banking experience, with our training and the way we train, we can get someone to train for what we need them to do because the talent they have is outstanding in just as a person in general for what we're looking for. So, and Kelly, as you know, is an incredible individual and has just been bopping around and bopping up the chain of command there since she started. And that is 100% what I love, because years ago, you couldn't even apply if you didn't have, for any type of a position like that without banking experience. So I love it, Justin. I think it's wonderful, and I love I love your attitude towards the bank, how you think about it. You've been in this business for 20 years, and as Julie and I equally said, here's another compliment. Catch this one with your baseball mitt, Justin. We said, well, you look your age to be 20 years in already. So hold on to that one too. But I think it's amazing that you guys look at that, because there are so many talented people who don't have the banking background, but yet they come in and they become rock stars for your company. So I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, Lori, and I'm happy to tell you that, you know, Kelly is that phenomenal rock star, and she was just moved over to my team about a month ago. So I am so, so happy to have her on my team. And it really plays into the way that Fidelity Bank approaches the market. Kelly is in a new role at the bank. She's helping facilitate business lending in the branch segment. And, she's just going to kill that role. She's just a rock star. And love about Fidelity isn't she? We align our clients to the best business banker and relationship manager or commercial lender at the bank. So not a lot of local banks have the segmentation that we do. We really want to make sure that we service the business banking community here in northeastern PA and throughout the Lehigh Valley. And that means getting all-stars like Kelly on the team, specifically focusing on small business and business banking. And couldn't be happier to have her on board.
Well, there you go. And that's why that segue was perfect. And Jason, Justin, before we leave, tell everybody, please, about your singing ability and what you do and what you do with the, you know, which we were talking about the Fidelity 4, even though that's not what it's called. Tell everybody quickly about that, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. So I've been 20 years in banking and 20 years singing barbershop harmony, and had the pleasure of getting one of the baritone in my quartet, who is a finance major at Penn State, a summer internship up at Fidelity. And on his last day, I got the two other guys in the quartet. We were able to entertain the business bankers and the bankers up there in Dunmore in the lobby of our beautiful coffee shop up there in Dunmore in the main office. And we had a really good time, and we branded ourselves the Fidelity Bank 4, and we couldn't be happier to do that.
I love it. Well, keep on singing, my friend, and keep doing good work. And I'm so happy you have our love, Miss Laird, with you, and just keep doing good work. We know, Julie and I both, the superstars at Fidelity, and we thank you, and they're always there to support me with this show, and we love every minute of it. So thank you for coming on and for taking a risk to deal with two broads as we're talking to you. And you by the way, you nailed it, buddy. So good for you, and I hope to meet you in person one of these days, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, the both of you. It's been a pleasure.
And you too. And just hang on 1 minute for us, Justin. So I'm going, again, everybody, I just want you to know that Fidelity Bank and all it offers, we have our wonderful new friend, and I'm happy to call you my friend now, Justin Stafford, who is the Senior Vice President, Business Banking Manager with the Small Business Division at Fidelity Bank. Hold on quick, Jason. I'm going to talk to you in a minute, but everyone else out there, I thank you very much for listening to us as always. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.